Let us pray. Holy God, once again we've heard familiar words. And we pray, though, that your Spirit will take the familiarity out of them, that we might really hear them, hear the truth in them that you have for us, for whatever stage in our lives we are. Guide us, O Lord, in our understanding, and bless us with peace and trust. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As I've thought back over my life, one of the things that I've noticed is that disposing of trash and garbage has changed dramatically over the years. Where we once used to just burn everything in 55-gallon drums in our backyards, now we have to separate out the recyclables. We are urged to compost all of the food scraps and then throw the rest away. But you know, it was very different, even from what it was years ago in our lives, back in the time of Jesus. People would just carry everything out to the street and dump it. The street was also where they would put the stuff that we would flush down the commodes. Now, I offer that because tonight we have the image of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples in the passage in the Gospel of John. And the stuff that people walk through as they travel from place to place, this is what Jesus was washing off the disciples' feet. We can imagine the water had to be changed more than once as he did 12 people and their feet. I share this also with you because in our world where we have sewer systems and garbage disposals and waste baskets with regular garbage pickup every so often, we have shoes that cover our feet, unless it's in summer and we want to wear sandals. We wear socks or stockings. And so our feet, yeah, they get dirty, but not walking through those streets. And it's easy to lose the perspective of what Jesus did for the disciples and what it meant. Their feet were dirty, were smelly, and probably some of them were even foul. And for that reason, it was always the job of the lowest slave of the house to wash the feet of the guests when they came to the home of their master. And so Jesus gets on his hands and knees and does the job of the lowest servant. And what he does is not so much remove just the detritus that's on their feet and this smell and so forth, but he removes the stink of sin from their lives. This is what Paul relayed to us in the words of the communion service, as his body being for the disciples and his blood being of the new covenant. His mission was to remove the stain of sin from the lives of God's children. And if the disciples were to follow him, then they needed to do the same thing. The washing of the feet was not just about washing feet. It was about something larger. It was about servanthood. And it's interesting. We began the season of Lent 6 weeks ago. 6.5 weeks. About 7 weeks ago now. with placing ashes on our hands, signifying the dirtiness of life, of our lives. And we end this season with the cleansing of the dirtiness, with the feet washing of the feet. This author of Psalm 51 stated, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me." Now, the author was not talking about us inheriting the sin of Adam and Eve. The author was not talking about the supposed sin of procreation. What the author was talking about is the fact that we are conceived and born into the human family. And as such, we are led by fears, we are led by weaknesses and desires, and we make mistakes. And Jesus recognized this and offered this one last symbol to his disciples to remind them that their mission is to care for, to love, and support each human person. The wash basin, the towel, are symbolic of the mission of the disciples and ours as well. Their lives were not about them, but about others. Just as the servant's life is not about him or herself, but it's about the life of the master or the mistress of the house. The church does not exist for the members of the church, but for those hurting in society, those who need to be touched and cared for those who need healing and grace. And it doesn't mean that we don't get anything out of it. We are comforted, we are touched and healed, and we receive grace in the process. The basin and the towel, the cup and the loaf of bread are powerful symbols that remind us of our mission and where the strength to do that mission comes from. And our mission is not only to those that we agree with. Did you notice in the Johannine passage that Jesus washed Judas's feet? Even though he knew Judas was going to betray him, he wiped the stain of sin from the one who betrayed him. He offered grace to the one whose kiss would seal his arrest and death. However, grace has to be accepted. Lives have to be transformed. And Judas did not accept it. And that's why Jesus said he was not clean. And the last point is that in the end, when Jesus knew what had to be done, but what he had done, what had not been understood, look at Peter. "Oh Lord, you're not going to wash my feet." Peter didn't get it. But Jesus still decided and chose to be in community. He did not walk out of them. He says, "Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Everyone will know you're my disciples if you love one another." In the end, when Christ could have left, when the heaviness of the Garden of Gethsemane was beginning to set on him, he chose to stay with the community, including his betrayer. And he cleansed and cared for. He forgave and broke bread. Grace binds us together in community. Our common story of grace, so evident and so powerful, not only in the story of the first Passover, but also in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, binds us into communities of caring and grace. And that's the story that we must tell. That's the story which we must live out. And it's my hope that as we go forth, the pitcher, the basin, and the towel may become our symbol, the symbol of a church that is not about itself. Amen.